Have you ever tried to persuade someone that your belief was true? And that person responds, well, there is no truth. Or it might be true for you, but not for me. It's a pretty frustrating experience. This way of thinking called relativism can impede any sort of rational dialogue. The view that truth, that is what is real, is relative to the individual is what some scholars call I say relativism. As U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote in the 1992 landmark case Planned Parenthood versus Casey, quote, at the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of human life, close quote. In other words, in I say relativism, the individual determines what is real rather than discovers what is real. In order to engage in any sensible discussion about truth, we must first overcome the obstacle of relativism. So, what can we say in response? First, we can ask, is it absolutely true that there is no absolute truth? If a relativist responds yes, well then the statement itself is an absolute truth. But this is a contradiction. It's absolutely true that there is no absolute truth. Plain absurdity. Now, suppose a relativist answers our question, no, the statement, there is no absolute truth, is only relatively true. It's true relative to my system of beliefs. But this is problematic as well. Using the verb is implies an assertion about the objective order of things, conformity to reality. But this is like saying it's absolutely true that there is no absolute truth, which, as we already saw, is a contradiction. Furthermore, a relativist's claim that the statement, there is no absolute truth, is true relative to his system of beliefs makes the claim trivial. If a relativist simply means by this, I believe this, but others don't, well then, it doesn't tell us anything we didn't already know. If a relativist means, this is just my opinion, take it or leave it, well then there's no need to pay any attention to it. To put it frankly, if a relativist is not going to make a claim about reality, well then, who cares? Why should we be concerned with such trivial matters? A second way we can respond to I say relativism is to show how the logic leads to absurdities. For example, in a recent video, College Kids Say the Darndest Things, released by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, Joseph Backholm, the executive director, interviewed 8 students from the University of Washington about so-called gender identity. Backholm, a white 5'9" male, asked the students what they would say if he told them he were a female. Every student was quick to say it would be okay. Backholm then asks the students a series of questions that lead to his identifying as a 6'5" Chinese woman. Although a few of the students were a bit hesitant to affirm Backholm's assertion that he's 6'5" and Chinese, they concluded it would be within his right to identify as he pleases. Now, that's either going to make you laugh or cry. Perhaps the students would have seen the absurdity of the relativistic logic if Backholm asked them, what if I say I'm a cat? Now, lest you think such claims are outside the realm of possibility, check out the story of 20-year-old Nano from Oslo, Norway, a young woman who claims she's a cat trapped in a human body. As she explains in an interview with a Norwegian reporter, she was born in the wrong species. The absurdities that follow from I say relativism continue. Consider Chloe Jennings White, a PhD with degrees from Cambridge and Stanford universities, who identifies as a paraplegic. She rides around in a wheelchair with leg braces, intending to one day have her sciatic nerve severed to paralyze her legs. Should we accept and celebrate Chloe's desire to be a paraplegic? What about Nano's claim that she's a cat? If we follow the logic that has led our culture to accept and celebrate people's desire to be a member of the opposite sex, well then, we must accept and celebrate people's desires to be paraplegic or a different animal. No matter how a relativist slices the pie, one ends up with a contradiction, triviality, and absurdities, making relativism an unreasonable worldview. By embracing relativism, our culture has reached the point of insanity. There can be no false perception of reality because there is no reality to perceive, only a reality to create. Can our society function with such a worldview? It's doubtful. For Catholic Answers, I'm Carlo Broussard. Thanks for watching.